علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently discussing the sermon number 147. So basically, this discussion that we have on the Charter of Islamic Governance, we are basing it on different sermons to be able to try and extract those tenets and principles that can make up this charter. And we discussed previously the sermon number 192 in the very early sessions. Now we are discussing the sermon number 147. And in this sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam explains to us certain principles that the Islamic Ummah need to be aware of and need to keep in mind. One of them is the idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Holy Prophet with the gift of guidance, but that gift of guidance is through the Quran. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guides people through the Quran. بِقُرْآنٍ قَدْ بَيَّنَهُ وَأَحْكَمَهُ. That He guides people, He guides people through the Quran, which He has made clear and made firm. Then the question came regarding the accessibility of the Quran. That means how far is the Quran accessible? How much can a person, a lay person, make use of the Holy Quran? There are people with the idea that the lay people cannot make use of the Quran. They cannot understand the Quran. Of course, these are one extreme. The other extreme is that they say that everything can be understood from the Quran and you just have to have the Quran alone to be able to achieve guidance, which is another extreme. So we are trying to find the middle path, and that's what we've been discussing in the previous sessions.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, the Quran is accessible for mankind, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says in the Quran, "Hudan linnas," that the Quran is a guidance for mankind. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other verses of the Quran says, "Yudhillu bihi kathiran wa yahdi bihi kathira," that He misguides people through the Quran. That means the Quran becomes a source of misguidance. And also in other verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear that there are conditions for people to be able to be guided by the Quran. One of them, of course, is taqwa, hudan lil muttaqin. The other one is iman. That we mentioned the verses of iman, that you know, those who are believers can take messages and take guidance from the Quran. The other one that I mentioned is knowledge, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ, that only the knowledgeable people can take the guidance from the Quran. You see, that's another verse of the Quran that is very important to consider. And there are other verses of the Quran that inshallah I will draw your attention towards very shortly. One of the verses of the Quran that needs to be, one of the other conditions of course is the usage of intellect, the strength of intellect. A person should not ignore the intellect when he's referring to the Holy Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various verses of the Quran clearly says that there are signs. For example, he says that he mentions different signs one by one in Surah Al-Baqarah, for example, verse number 164. And then he says that لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. Here there are signs for people who use their intellect. لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. Or for example, other verses of the Quran have a similar statement. So for example, in Surah Al-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَسَخَرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٌ بِأَمْرِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions the different signs, the sun, the moon, everything. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. And these are signs for people who use their intellect. So if a person doesn't use his intellect, basically he cannot make use of the Quran. You see, another condition is the intellect.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, I mentioned certain conditions to be able to make use of the Quran. One of them was to know other verses that are related to that verse. So you just don't just isolate one verse and pick and cut and paste based on your own understanding. That's number one. Number two is that a person needs to be pious. Number three, a person needs to be a believer. Number four, a person needs to be knowledgeable. Number five, a person needs to be able to use his intellect. And of course, when I say when a person is knowledgeable, not just having some information in his mind. No, al-ilmu nur. Knowledge is a light. That means he needs to have a certain level. He needs to have a certain level of spiritual understanding, some connection with God to be able to have that true understanding from the Quran. So this is another condition for a person to be able to make use of the Quran. And there are other conditions also that are very important to keep in mind, and that is to know that the Quran is a book that doesn't have, whose verses are not all clear. Yes, many of the verses of the Quran are very clear, but there are many verses of the Quran that are unclear, that are ambiguous, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Quran mentions that there are certain verses that are unclear. So if you notice in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly says that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ. He says that it is He who sent down to you the book. Parts of it are clear and definite verses, while others are mutashabihat. They are ambiguous. So there are some verses that are ambiguous, some that are clear. Inshallah, we'll explain to you that how these verses interact with one another and how we can make use of these verses to understand the truth and be guided. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه